radio actor Lily Turner sits down with Mia Crump, a teen determined to claim her space in the music industry despite not seeing herself represented there.
I met Mia in sixth grade, and throughout the past 6 years, we've stayed close friends. Both of us navigating the horror of middle school and the challenges that two disabled teens face in high school. In my earliest memory of Mia, we are 12 and singing. Mia has always been tangled in music, and I, ever since I was little, love nothing more than good lyrics. I've noticed that with my other disabled friends, music is always something that ties us together. For Mia, this is especially true.
Sometimes it can be quite hard to say how I feel. If I put it in a song, it can release the happiness or the angerness that's really been holding in, and just let it out, and singing makes it easier for me.
For me, music has been a hobby, a way to fill silence on the bus ride to school. But for Mia, it has been her life.
So I've been a musician for 7 years. I started playing the piano. Before I did that, I played a little bit of drums, a little bit of guitar.
Mia frequently performs for Best Buddies, an organization she is an ambassador for, as well as with a band she created called The Growing Up. I am hard of hearing, and Mia has Down syndrome. Mia and I aren't who you'd typically see listening to or creating music. For a while, this bothered Mia. She grew self-conscious before performances.
Because people might laugh at you.
She developed a tainted perspective on herself, going around telling herself,
like, I suck.
Convincing herself she wasn't good enough. Mia even reached a point where she said she wanted to stop making music. The Mia I know now has come a long way since those days of self-doubt. I was curious, how did she pull herself out of this spiral of negativity?
Ooh, I think my biggest inspiration is probably Chris Nickick, because Chris Nickick is very famous in my eyes because he also has Down syndrome.
Chris is an athlete. He's the first person with Down syndrome to complete an Ironman triathlon. Mia went to Hawaii and saw him compete and says she's very proud of him. It helped for some reason, she told me, seeing someone who may have experienced what she experiences. Seeing them do it, you know you can. I was moved to hear this and thought back to my own struggle to find role models with my disability. While I can't fully understand Mia's experience, when it comes to positive portrayal of people with any disabilities, the cases are very minimal. Both Mia and I want to change this. Mia spends hours making YouTube videos and Instagram posts titled How Special Down Syndrome People Can Be, while working on her music career. While I sit at my desk staring at the various KUW stickers and tabs I have open, I think about how much it would have meant to me 3 years ago to hear someone like me on the radio. Perhaps it would have saved me a lot of self-doubt and hatred. Maybe inspired me, like Chris has inspired Mia. I look forward to seeing where our futures take us. I know for Mia, whatever path she chooses, music will always be woven within her, as she puts it.
Yeah, this music has totally changed me and my life.
Bye, Mia.
Bye. Love you.
Love you too. See you later.
For KUOW, from Radioactive, this is Lily Turner.